Monday morning rolls on, and we check in with our good friend. He's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. It's our good friend, Jeff Baldwin. Baldwin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. So I guess, you know, we've had 3 days of no rain, so we got to get caught up with an inch or two tomorrow, right?
Apparently so, Jeff.
That's a good way to look at it, because if we take the inch or two in one day, then maybe we can cash the other 21 days in where we don't need it, because in July we only are supposed to get 4.5 inches. So if we wipe out two of it in one day, then we only have 2.5 inches to go the rest. So
there's
I'm sorry, Jeff. I apologize.
I don't know what to tell you.
Baldwin, think about this. Take your shoes off to do the math. Would you rather have 2 days of 2 inches of rain or a quarter inch every day that just ruins the middle of the afternoon?
Yeah, I'm ready to have some dry weather. Let's just kind of spread it out a little bit.
So you must be busy if you are joining us here on the first week of July, because your mission at the Boys and Girls Club, it seems never to take any time off.
Nope.
And we don't blame you, because you're doing great things for the kids in our community. And you have a fantastic fundraising opportunity coming up this weekend with the vehicle that is Dancing with the Celebrities.
Yep.
Their big event is coming up. Margaret, is it August 1st or 8th? Which Saturday is that?
It is the 8th.
It's the 8th. Perfect. So we've got plenty of time to get ready for Dancing with the Celebrities, but one of the dancers has chosen the Boys and Girls Club as their local charity of choice. Tell us how that came about and what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, so David P. David from American Rental is going to be dancing for us. He was inspired last year by Bill Howard, who danced, and right when that was all done, he came over and said, gosh, I really want to do this for you guys. So
that is so cool.
Isn't it? Yeah.
That is a really wonderful thing.
It is.
Now tell us about this fantastic event that you're going to have on Saturday.
Well, the Beach Bash. So this will actually take place at American Rental on Liberty Drive, right there at 1416 South Liberty Drive. And it's the first thing I think about with this event is it's a casual event. My wife and went yesterday and purchased a new tank top that I'm going to wear at this event. It's that kind of a...
going to wear a tank top. I can't wait. We'll get a picture of that.
Well, how else are you going to show off your tattoos, Baldwin? Come on.
Yeah, my tattoos.
And his guns.
Exactly. So it's very casual, you know, live music, you know, drinks and food and all live auction, silent auction. Just a good summer-type event to come and enjoy. Hear a little bit about the club. David will speak briefly, do a little dance demonstration as well. But just, a great opportunity to support the wonderful things that the club is doing in our community to give our kids the chance that they need to realize their potential.
Now, I saw something about a motorcycle. Is there going to be anything about a motorcycle?
Yes. David was so excited to... move forward with a raffle to raffle off a brand new Harley Davidson motorcycle.
So a Harley.
Yes.
This isn't just any motorcycle. This is a Harley.
No. Yeah. And it's a custom. It's a very very.
It is
nice
a
bike.
Beautiful bike. I have seen this bike. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
So you can buy tickets for that too at this event.
Yes,
I'm assuming, and it's going to be there so people can see it.
Okay.
So
don't touch the bicycle.
yeah.
Don't touch. Is there going to be a velvet rope around it? Hey,
exactly. Don't get close.
So tell us.
Well, let's get back to this motorcycle real quick. They're not going to give it away that night, right?
No.
We're going to wait until the event.
Oh, great. So
somebody's
going to drive to Dancing with the Celebrities and then hog it home.
That's exactly right.
Oh, that's right. It's free parking on Sunday, so you don't have to worry about a ticket anyhow.
Saturday shows the Saturday.
Yeah, but when you leave your car overnight, you don't have to worry about it. So when you ride home on your new Harley.
I see. Okay,
well, that's great.
Right.
So the raffle ticket money then...
is all part of it, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, David has set a very ambitious goal.
He set a very high bar.
He has. And I'm
just high enough for
impressed.
Me to walk underneath.
Yeah,
no limbo needed here.
Not at all.
This wonderful event is taking place next Saturday.
Yes.
What time? How do I get tickets?
Where?
Perfect. Yep. So again, it's going to be at the American Rental facility right there on Liberty Drive. If you know, right across from the Honda dealership.
And Menards is real close to there,
yes,
too.
It is.
So if you know
right.
where that is,
Goodwill's
then you can
over
help.
There.
Right. Gives people some landmarks there.
So that's where it's located. Ticket prices are $25 for one ticket, $45 for two, or a block of five for 100.
There
so
you
obviously
go. So
encouraging groups of people to attend. Looking to have at least 200 to 250 people there, and we're well on our way to that, so excited about that.
You'll have to hold a couple for Dave and I.
Fantastic. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go to our website. That's where you can get the tickets. That's the easiest route. BGCBloomington.org. As soon as you go to the website, some scrolling banners across the top, and you'll come right across the Beach Bash banner. Click on that. It'll take you immediately to the website so that you can
You need to buy tickets in advance.
You know, we'd love for you to do that so we know.
Sure.
Have a sense for numbers. But certainly, if somebody shows up that night and says, geez, I just didn't have time, certainly we're going to say, yes, come on in, let's go and enjoy the festivities.
They're not going to throw you out.
So it starts at what time?
6 o'clock.
Okay. Yep.
So 6 to 9. 6 to 9.
Well, that's my kind of hours there.
I agree. I agree. I'm with you with that. The other night, Nancy and I crawled into bed. It was 8:48.
Wow. That's a little early. That's still light outside.
That's old sleeping hours.
It is. Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. He's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. And the Dancing with the Celebrities event, David is going to be handling that for them. Saturday night's a cocktail party to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs. 6 to 9 American Rental, 1416 South Liberty Drive. You can find all the information at BGCBloomington.org, correct?
Come in your beach attire. That's the whole idea.
That's awesome.
Keep it easy.
And
keep
so is there going to be dancing?
There will be. David will be dancing, but there will be live music as well. But I don't know that. I would imagine if you want to get up there and dance, because I know you're a big
well,
man.
You know I love to dance.
I know
but,
you do.
But I was thinking, is
Margaret
David
even
David...
dances when there's not even any music?
That's right. I'll dance around in here, and he just laughs at me. So, but I was wondering if David was going to do a demonstration of his dancing for the show.
What Jeff is trying to do is not dissuade people think that you have to show up and dance, because most of us are wallflowers anyhow. Bring your checkbook. Enjoy the cocktails.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No.
You are not required to participate. This is not a participation thing. This is a charitable. Hey, and you better wear your beachwear, Baldwin. 89 degrees on Saturday.
So wow.
You're not going to be cold leaving. Let's put it
that
way.
No, that's true. That is so true.
Be nice and warm. Now, speaking of other things going on, we always try to help spread the message at the club because they do such a great job helping keep the kids in Bloomington in a proper direction, keeping them off the beaten path that maybe leads to the wrong places.
Yep.
And you still have summer events going on. I know this sounds ridiculous. School starts a month from today, but there's time to get involved this summer.
Absolutely. Yeah, so if you are a somebody out there in the community who is looking for things to do with your child, I know Camp Rock is probably all filled up, but there are some wonderful opportunities just for that $20 a year membership fee that people
the
pay.
Club's open daily, right?
It is, from noon to 6.
Because people think, it's summertime, maybe it's not open
the
time, but you do have some different hours than you do during the school year, but you're still up and going, right?
Yeah, a lot of people do take advantage of our noon to 6 time frame. I know that on average we're seeing about 150 to 180 kids a day just coming in that noon to 6 hour.
Now, what do these kids do when they get there?
I was just going to say, do they just like sit around and read a book?
Never. we've talked before, an idle child is a child that's going to find some trouble.
It is amazing how that happens.
Yeah, we engage kids. They are not sitting around hanging out. It's not a hangout. So keeping them busy with a variety of activities from, great arts programs that we put together. I know that Neil and the staff were working hard with our cycling program this summer as well. So if kids are looking to get out and enjoy the Bloomington community on a bike, we've got those kinds of things going on. And the list just goes on.
How old do you have to be, Jeff?
Age six to 18.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And the other thing we want people to be aware of as well, this is $20 for the year. Not this week, not for 12 to 6 one day.
It's all year. And that's why they need your help with these donations and participating in these kind of events, so that the kids who might only end up, they might be doing the hangout thing and getting into trouble. Instead, for $20, they can come to your spots. And there's three of them, isn't there?
Right, three spots. So we got the Altsville Club, the Crestmont Club, and the Lincoln Street.
Does it matter which club you go to? Can I get, if I say, well, I was here and I want to try this one, I want to try that one. Can you go to all of them?
You can. We just need to know about that so we can transfer memberships, but
okay.
But very easy work to do.
And the other thing I want people to remember, if you go one day from 12 to 6 for $20, you're getting a pretty good deal anyhow.
You already did.
But you don't have to,
got your money's worth.
You don't
right.
have to sign up to go for a week. You don't have to. You can come and go as you please.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well,
and
yeah.
a lot of that happens. We have.
Yeah,
a lot
we're
of
trying to eliminate the hurdles, Jeff, because people hear this and they think there's no way. I heard it. I got laid in the conversation. There's no way for $20 that lets me go the whole year long.
It seems impossible. It's not impossible.
No, it's not. And it's critical that we were talking about it just the other day with. You know, some of the homeless situations around town, and certainly, you know, some of those folks have some mental illness issues, but really the reality is, and this is an example of, you know, a variety of different ails in society that the club can address. You know, if you were to look back at their history, their family history, their life when they were younger, there's a great chance that those people were coming from difficult backgrounds, and they just weren't getting what they needed when they were younger.
Yeah, certainly.
And you can talk about it in regards to teenage pregnancy and crime and all those different areas where if our kids don't get what they need, they are going to find themselves in situations.
And Jeff, I'm not preaching to your choir, but people have to remember, 8-year-old kids don't have $20. These parents have to take them over with the $20 and sign them up, and then they can abandon them.
Yes.
Well, that's what you know what I'm talking about? This does not cost a week of paycheck.
No.
We're not missing a car payment here.
No.
This is doing something. If you have people that are in a good situation and want to make it great, or a bad situation and want to make it better, it's $20.
That's a great way to put it, because there's so many parents who do come to our come to the club, and they've said, I've been here, I've been there, and boy, I found this, and I'm glad I did.
Yes, but the kid cannot take himself down there at 8 years old, doesn't have $20 in his pocket. He needs help from a friend, a neighbor, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whatever it is. They need that first step, and then they can take off with you. But if they never get there, again, the kids need to be helped in that situation.
They do. They need that support. They have to have that support.
And then you provide the daily support, so if somebody else is too busy, works too much, or whatever, This is at least a way to give them an opportunity to do something different. This is especially helpful
for the parent or parents that have got really busy work schedules and they're
don't want to leave the kids at home alone with older brothers or older sisters.
They're just barely maybe getting by. This is such a great way to help them out.
It is.
So.
It really is. It's exciting to have a single mom come in and say, man, I'll tell you, if it wasn't for the club, I couldn't even maintain my employment.
If you got to stay home with your kid all day, exactly.
Right. So it's exciting that she's, you know, working hard, providing for her family, and most importantly, modeling for her kids.
That's right.
What needs to happen.
All right, get us caught up one more time. Beach Bash coming up this Saturday at American Rental. Let me get the address so everybody can pop it in their GPS. 1416 South Liberty Drive, 47403. What's going on?
So again, Saturday, July 11th, this Saturday, 6 to 9, go to our website at bgcbloomington.org. You'll see the banner on top. Wait for the Beach Bash banner. Click on that to get your tickets. Again, 6 to 9, $25 for one ticket, $45 for two, and $100 for a block of five.